This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Hope you enjoy the show. You guys, I got to tell you, you're starting to write to me more often, and you, I got to keep my eye on you, you guys, yeah. Anyway, I'm always happy to get your emails, your, some of you go get a hold of me on Facebook, some of you call the show, you can call us at 844-551-8255. I joked with my friend Roy on the show yesterday, and Roy and I had further dialogue, and I should say we're buddies. He's up in the Oregon area. He's a stellar dude. Roy, you rock. Had a little fun with you yesterday, though. Anyways, hey, so we should have been talking about this the other day when it happened, but honestly, we had already talked about it, but we didn't talk about the breaking part of it, which is Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT guy trying to flee the United States. And my first thought was, finally, we get a president where the Muslims are wanting to get out of here. I'm leaving, man. That Trump is bad news. But you know why he did? So he smashes hard drives, this guy does. And he also wires $287,000 to Pakistan or something like this. Let me tell you something, folks. I believe this in all my heart. I believe that much of what we're discussing has been things that were unveiled, you know, leaked, if you will, by these IT guys. These guys have been the IT guys for the Democrats, multiple high-ranking Democrats for years. And so they got discovered recently as a family of these guys, and we talked about them. And who knows? I'm just telling you, the Muslim Brotherhood had infiltrated our systems. And don't be surprised if you learn that these guys have given a Stuxnet type of secrets to their respective countries. So don't be surprised if Iran knows everything we do, if the Russians know everything we do, if Pakistan knows everything we do, if all these Middle Eastern countries, the Saudis, everybody. We've got infiltrators in our government. If you think Donald Trump has leakers, let me tell you, Barack Obama planted leakers in this government. He's daring you to find them. Donald Trump better get the best minds, the best psychologists. He better put spies on top of these folks, every single one of them. He better up the budget for that and find out who these moles are inside of our government. People that hate us. People that have bought into this leftist mentality. And let me tell you, these Muslim brothers that work for the House Democrats are scandalous. When their crimes became known, most of the Democrats for whom they work fired them. But not Debbie Wasserman Schultz. There was even one guy who was a holdout. I think the guy that Debbie Wasserman Schultz paid was on the payroll even as he was trying to flee. It's crazy. Over the past 6 years, these brothers worked for 80 Democrat Congress people, including members of Homeland Security, Foreign Affairs, and the intelligence communities. And are you going to tell me, you're going to try to convince this brother here, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show, that these guys didn't do anything, that they were all, no, we're just very good at what we do, and they like to have us around. No, I don't believe you. Somebody needs a whooping up there. Somebody needs a whooping. And I don't know how Trump is going to find these folks, and, you know, who knows? I mean, you know, I've got ways to make them talk, but people don't kind of like my ways. They say, Kevin, you're too rough. But I would find out who the leakers are. And they'd be gone like the turkey through the cone. Consider, folks, at a time when America was on a high alert for potential Islamic threats, the Democrats employed an IT staff that had ties to radical Muslim groups. They had financial problems. They had all kinds of stuff. You know, just so you're aware, when you're going into IT, almost at any level, they do a credit check on you. If I were to go back into IT to try to be a partner at a company, that's the only way I'd go back, as a partner level, senior partner, in case anyone's interested. And they would run a credit check on me. And in some cases, depending on the type of stuff I'd be involved with, they would run security background, which is fine. Do it. Go ahead. Run it. I don't care. But we were on high alert. And these fools are employing people who are our sworn enemies. So the FBI goes in and sees the smashed computers. And what do these people? Oh, I don't know why they smashed them. Let's play one of those clips where they were talking about, you know, turning over evidence.
You want to get to the bottom of what Russia was doing and how were they doing it. A key part of that is the DNC and the server. And I think why that's important is the Democrats want to advance this narrative on Russia and Trump. If you're a victim, I was a prosecutor. Victims would come in with all the evidence that they had to help me prosecute their case. This is a very unique and different situation where the victim won't turn over all the evidence to prosecute the case. And if that happened to me as a prosecutor, that would be a head-scratcher for me going, why don't they want to turn this over? And I think those questions should be asked. What are they trying to hide on that server that they don't want the FBI to see? Again, they want this story to be talked about every single day, and the server could help that. Why won't they turn it over? That's not stink, that's truth.
Now, I want you to stop and think about this for just a moment. We're the Russians. The Russians are hacking. They're doing this. So did they hack you? Yeah, they hacked us. Okay, we need to look at your system so we can find out. No, you know, just, you know, it should be good enough for you to know that they hacked us. Really? That's your answer. See, these are logical questions, folks. The guy that asked that question, I'm going to spare you. He's not a genius. I know. It was such a good question, too. I know. It fools you into believing he's a genius. I know. And he's really smart. Don't misunderstand me. He's really smart. But he's not a genius. That's a logical question. That is the next step question. So, you'd like us to investigate the Russians hacking your computers? Yes, we would. Okay, we're going to need to look at your computers. Well, you are going to have to do it without looking at the computers. That would be like a woman saying I was sexually assaulted, and they say, well, listen, we'd like to run a rape kit. Probably not a good idea. Why is that? We might be able to get some DNA evidence. We might find, you know, hair follicle. Who knows, right? I already took a shower. Sorry. It makes no sense. And we're over here, you know, don't even know what to say. Are we pretending? What are we doing here? We should be screaming at the top of our lungs. You stop this nonsense Russian investigation, or the DNC turns over all their files. And period. They're the ones crying foul. Go get Barack Obama's BlackBerry, for goodness sake. Sick of these folks. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I don't know what we're going to cover, but it's so much. But I meant to cover this story earlier, and I'm glad we finally got to it. Back in a minute.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
To the bottom of this, and Debbie Wasserman has obstructed at every level on something that affects potentially our national security. So to have this gentleman try and leave the country yesterday, and now we know there's bank fraud, and we know he destroyed these hard drives, and when you talk, when you read the story about the Marine that found them and the apartment he was trying to rent, I mean, it's a long story, but it's something we have to get to the bottom of. We're not hearing the Democrats talk about it at all.
Right.
Where's Debbie Wasserman Schultz? And we also need to know why the DNC never turned over their hard drive to the FBI to review it as to their hacking situation.
Well, that's right.
So the Democrats are on TV and they're grandstanding every chance they get, but they're not complying and they're not being forthright with their role.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. You know what's, you see what's happening, right? The narrative is beginning to change. You think about what just happened over the past few days. Donald Trump gets upset. So he says, all right, look, I don't like what Sessions is doing. I don't like that we are chasing, you know, they've got me the chasing, you know, having to respond all the time to stupid Russian stuff. It's not letting anybody do anything. And you know what? We have not been playing offense. Enough is enough. And he starts to tweet. That's right. Donald Trump's weapon of mass destruction. He starts to tweet. And so he says, you know what? Sessions is a whiny baby. And then the very people who claimed he was racist, he was a terrible person, you can't be saying that about Jeff Sessions. He's amazing. And they were, you know, doing all this nonsense. And no, never, have never stood up for a person on the right, particularly somebody they were, you know, practically excoriating. Well, they were excoriating this guy three, four, 5 months ago. He should never be attorney general. Now, if Donald Trump fires Sessions, it'll be terrible. You know, all the different things we talked about the other day. And then, you know what they're doing next? If Donald Trump fires Mueller, it'll be terrible. DEFCON 4. Or whichever one's the best. You know, the worst. Yeah. You better not fire Mueller. You fire Mueller, that's the end of him. Because they know Mueller should be fired. They're telling you exactly what Donald Trump should do with Mueller. He should fire his he should fire him. Okay, I'm just going to leave it at that. But no. That's not Trump's. He's just letting it play out now. But what did he do? He changed the whole temper. So Sessions now is ready to go. We'll get to this in just a second in the next segment. But he's ready to go. The Republicans are starting to get ready to go. And we'll move it forward. We've changed the conversation. And now we've even started talking about, when is he going to start investigating the right people? The crooks on the left. So that part's changed. And you'd have to be obtuse not to see all this, folks. This is what's so good about it. See, if President Trump knows anything, he knows how to motivate. And people seem surprised to me that Donald Trump puts people on blast. That's what we say in the vernacular. Oh, he put that dude on blast, man. Meaning, he's exposing your dirt. But that's what Trump does. Look at the Republican primary. Trump blasted Jeb Bush for being weak. He blasted Ben Carson. He says, I don't believe the stories Ben Carson told are even true. He blasted them. He blasted Ted Cruz. He blasted Rand Paul. I'll get him out. Don't worry. I've got him up there. They're my brain. But he blasted all these guys. And in the minute it was over, he was like, hey, no harm, no foul. It was business as usual. When Trump goes after you, I've seen these guys, these New Yorkers and these Boston people. I've told this story a few times. I had a friend, he picked me up in Boston at the airport, and he says, hey, Kev, if you don't mind, I got to go see a friend of mine, and we got a little business to do, blah, blah, blah. He sold parts, electronic parts. He says, I got to go, you know, I got a problem with an order, and, you know, this, that, and the other. And I was like, oh, he's like, yeah, me and this guy, we go way back, and this, that, and that. Okay, cool, no problem, man. Let's, you know, I can get to my hotel after that. So we park the car, go up to the guy's building, and tells the receptionist, you know, who he is, and we're smiling and whatever. And as soon as we go into his office, I go in with him. I guess I was muscle. And I'm telling you, they start yelling at each other, cursing and screaming, and you gonna take these effing parts, and don't you tell me my parts failed, and blah, 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 and screw you and your mother, and eh. And I just sat looking just like a tennis match, you know, watching expletive after expletive go back and forth about the parts and how slow they pay, and they're a terrible customer, and you're a terrible manufacturer, and blah, blah, blah. And this went on for about 4 minutes, which seemed like a lot longer, I ain't going to lie to you. And finally, they just kind of, well, look, I'll take a look at them, whatever, and it kind of cooled off. And then they shook hands and shugged. We walked out. And I'm looking at Tom going, that didn't just happen. And he's like, what? I go, dude, I thought I was going to have to break you guys up. He goes, that's the way we do business. It was the negotiation. How many parts are you going to take back? What kind of price am I going to get the next? It was fun to watch, but it was crazy. I'd never seen anything like it. And that's what they do. And Trump, that's the way they play. That's the way they fight. It's like, you know, your big brother picking on you. He's going to give you a wedgie, and y'all going to, you know, hey, I love you too, bro, whatever. And you hope that mom and dad have a little brother. So Trump went after China. Remember this? He went after them hard. He talked of trade policy. He talked of currency devaluation. Now China at least begins to work with America in dealing with trade imbalance, North Korea. And as a show of good faith, what did they do? The Chinese bought American coal. And then they did an even bigger thing. They did something that Barack Obama couldn't get. They actually lifted their restrictions on American beef. I haven't looked at beef stock, but I will bet you money it's better than it was 3 months ago. So China hasn't put Kim Jong-un in, you know, they have a prison over there called Masiniya labor camp. But it's not like they have, like it's over. Believe me, they could still, they're dealing with North Korea, and that's not done. But Trump's already done more for us than, freaking Barack Obama did. And then look at Barack Obama. He's the king of broken deals. He promised President-elect Trump a smooth transition. It's been anything but a smooth transition. In fact, Obama has intentionally been disruptive, and he undoubtedly instructed Democrats to make Trump's transition H-E-double crooked socks. And the leaks that you're experiencing, I will guarantee you, if you go back, they're almost all dealing with Barack Obama's staffers that are left over and or the anti-Trump rhinos that exist in our party. We've got to address this. And let's hope that, and I don't even hope, I know Donald Trump will. Scott Amuchi says he's got more people on the chopping blocks. Now he's saying, I can't get rid of all the leakers. They may want a few leakers, but he's going to get rid of a lot of them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Watching it the other day, you know, Oprah's on there. She's interviewing some clam, you know. She's giving her this big, ridiculous intro. Like, she's done this, she's done that, she's done this. And she does the most difficult job on the planet. She's the mother. And continues on immediately. I just look at my girlfriend like, you know, like, really? Being the mother is the most difficult job on the planet? Oh, yeah. Those mothers who die every year from black lung, from inhaling all that coal dust. The women are just constantly patting themselves on the back about how difficult their lives are, and no one corrects them because they want to f*** them. That's what it is. So there's just this tornado of, like, misinformation. They're the most difficult job on the planet. What would you rather be doing? Drilling to the center of the earth, shaking hands with the devil. Every time there's a rumble in the ground, you wait for the whole thing to collapse down on top of you so they can write that folk song about you. You know? Would you rather be up in the sunshine, running around with a couple of toddlers that you can send to bed anytime you want on some sort of trumped up charges? Right? You want to have a drink and watch The Price is Right? You know what I mean? I couldn't believe it. It's the most difficult job on the planet. Oh, yeah. I thought roofing in the middle of July is a redhead. I thought that that was difficult. But these mothers are bending over at the waist, putting DVDs into DVD players. Pajamas is not a difficult job. Alright? Get breaks. It's Christ, you're 35 years old playing hide and go seek. You're living the dream. You're living the dream. No time card, no taxes. You're off the grid. Making popsicle stick houses. I mean, I'm. It's the most difficult job on the planet. Oprah's not even a mother. How the
All right, everybody, welcome back. The most difficult job on the planet is actually following Barack Obama, but not because he's any good. It's because that sucker sets traps for you. Barack Obama, the scariest thing of his life, there were two scary moments. One, when he figured out he was going to win the presidency, and the second part, when he knew it was over. Two scariest moments of his life. In that order, when he was leaving, he knew the jig is up. What am I going to do? I've got scandal on top of scandal. I've done things that should never have been done as president of the United States. I could be prosecuted for treason or even war crimes. and now I gotta leave. And you know what? Hillary Clinton can't protect my bony butt. He knew he was gonna win. What was his quote? What was the clip he had where he said something about, you know, Donald Trump, you'll never be president.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
Obama, he's brilliant. He's brilliant, I tell you. That's what the left say. I always go, I'd love to know. I'd love to see his grades. Look, here's the thing about grades. Grades don't tell you everything. I mean, if somebody can knock it out of the park because they know, you know, let's say they're just blowing the calculus test, you know they're really good at math. But it doesn't tell you everything. Maybe conceptually the person's really good at something, you know. I'm just saying, they don't have to be embarrassed about Barack Obama's grades, but the left appears to be. They've never demanded his grades. They've just said, he's brilliant! I tell you, don't you dare question. Yeah, really? Well, I don't know. I don't believe he is. What else did he say about Donald Trump? Because, again, Donald Trump is a BS. He called Trump a BSer. Y'all remember that?
People cover story is going inside the Obama's new life post-White House and revealing what the former First Lady and President really think about the current Trump administration. In the issue out Friday, the Obama's inner circle described their reaction as, quote, shock and awe. And two friends who spoke to Obama tell People that he described his election night conversation with Trump as him saying, quote, he's nothing but a BSer. And another friend close to Obama says, quote, Barack's deeply concerned with what he's seen, but he's also optimistic and heartened that citizens aren't just watching it happen, but engaging with elected representatives at town halls.
Oh, he was concerned about what he'd seen. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. He better be, because what was he going to... Donald Trump runs circles around Barack Obama. I'm talking about makes it... It's not even a race. And the set... You know what's funny? The funny part is watching these people defend him. There's some lady, her name is Tanaka. I won't say her first name, but her last name is Tanaka. And she's just like, you know, Donald Trump is a, what's she call him? She called him a despot. There's not a single thing that Donald Trump has done that would make you go, he's a despot. No, he's a pragmatist. Even Barack Obama called him a pragmatist at one point. But my favorite clip of Obama and my favorite throw it in your face leftist moment of Barack Obama is when he said that Donald Trump could not save Carrier. What's he going to do? You got that one? Let's play that one.
But for those folks who've lost their job right now because a plant went down to Mexico, you know, that isn't going to make you feel better. And so what we have to do is to make sure that folks are trained for the jobs that are coming in now.
Bean picking.
Because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back.
Really?
And when somebody says...
Donald Trump?
Like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for.
Donald Trump.
That he's going to bring all these jobs back.
Yeah, he's going to.
Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do?
I know, you don't know.
There's no answer to it. He just says, "Well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal." Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
Usually the answer is he don't have an answer. I love that clip. That may be one of my favorite. Next to, well, at least I'll be president. The one we played earlier. Those are my two favorite clips of Barack Obama, because here's a guy that completely underestimates an accomplished man. Take away the presidency, put their resumes on a piece of paper, and tell me which one you'd want to work for, which one you'd want to be your daddy, which one you'd want to be your friend. Now, you tell me. Donald Trump. Now you can stick their resumes side by side, because Donald Trump's now president and Barack Obama's president. In only 6 months, would anything change? Who would you want watching your children? Who would you feel safest with if you were out and about? Or protecting the country? Protecting you individually? Giving you the best advice for business? You name it! That's what you rub in the face of these leftists. And Obama wants to disrupt Trump because he's got, if you let Trump go unfettered in doing his job, you won't even remember Barack Obama. Let's face it, folks, in the last month, other than talking about Obamacare, the left have nothing. They got,
we got to save Obamacare.
Ask him if they care about where he is, what he's doing. I give you guys more updates on what that fool is doing. He's running around the country trying to go, be disruptive to Donald Trump. Please don't let him negotiate any trade deals with you. Fight him all the way, please.
Angela, you know, we had a good relationship. I mean, don't let Donald Trump try to woo you. I mean, he's going to try to be a silver-tongued devil. Don't let him do it.
Obama's gallivanting the world trying to disrupt Donald Trump, and it isn't going to help. You want to know why? Because no matter what he says and what he does, he has no power. The only thing I told you got to worry about with Obama is what black book does he have on these people, because he spied on everybody. But the people are not going to let those folks get away with it. So what is he going to do? He's got to be disruptive. And so you have Donald Trump saying, look, Sessions, We're gonna put the fear of God in these leftists.
Oh, did he just say God?
Yes, he did.
Kevin Jackson just said God on his own radio show.
The fear of God in them. You're gonna start chasing them down with their own stuff. We're gonna put the right people in charge of these agencies that can dig in and start finding out the dirt. And let's start. Guess what? The same dirt that Barack Obama was able to get on other people, that dirt can be gotten on him and his cronies. Don't feel like it can't be. Once President Trump issues a FISA order and says, I want to know exactly what these fools are doing, Katie, bar the door. And people they're sickened with these Clintons. They're sickened with the Obamas. They're tired of them. They're ready for them to be gone. I will tell you, and leftists won't admit this stuff, but I talked to enough of them to know they're tired of dealing with these politicos that are so powerful, you're afraid to move around. You tiptoe through every topic. They want them gone.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, lots of discussion around tranny ban. Woo-hoo-hoo. Transgender in the military. Which, by the way, Barack Obama prided himself on that. Don't be shocked one day. Seriously, folks. Do not be shocked by the next comment I say. And don't be shocked if Barack Obama becomes a woman one day. It would not freak me out. Would it freak you out if Barack Obama became a woman? Of course not. Look, ladies, we are different. Barack Obama acts like a woman. He pretends to be a man, but he's one of those girly men that we talk about. And I'm not even talking about gay. I'm saying he wants to be a woman. And he would do it like,
well, you know, I tried as a man. I mean, why not? I mean, Caitlyn did it.
He would do it. Guarantee, I mean, I'm not guaranteeing he's going to do it, but I'm saying, guarantee it would not be a shocker to practically anybody. In fact, the LGBT would love it, the left would love it and say, look at how amazing he is, he just wants to try everything in his life. I mean, they would make up some nonsense. Let me tell you something, I'm happy to be a dude. I'm so happy God made me a man. And if God said, Kevin, I would let you be a female, I'd be like, God, guy, it's okay. It's okay, baby. I love it. Thank you, sir. I would just move along. And it isn't that I have anything against women. I know what it's like to be a dude. And by the way, if I'd been born a woman and God came to me and said, Kevin or Kabina, I would make you a woman, I God, it's okay. I'm cool with what you've done. See, God has infinite wisdom more than anybody ever knows, and there's a reason why you are doing the things that you're doing now. Even the smallest little thing that you're doing, there's a reason for it. You ever heard the saying, all the things that I've done led me to this? There you go. And the worst thing you can do is you can reflect back. And you know why? If you reflect back, you can always have done better. But you know why you can always look forward? Because there's something more magnificent than you've ever seen in your life that you can even imagine. And that's what keeps you going. Because you feel like there's got to be a purpose. Think about it. You were born and you've lived this life that you're just kind of going, what do we all search for? We search for purpose. Most people, quote, never find their purpose. And you don't know what the issue there is? They ain't going nowhere. They ain't going to heaven. If you can't find your purpose here, you ain't going to the next place. Just reserve yourself for the hot spot. But if you do, if you really figure out the level of insignificance you have, and you go into the next realm clean, in other words, I know I'm worthless here on earth, but there's something bigger for me waiting, then you're going to be okay. I'm serious. And the only way you can get that is the only way I can figure it is through spirituality of some sort. And I personally think it's Christianity. Anyway, big hoop brouhaha over gay people, the LGBTQ, which now encompasses all of us because everyone is questioning, right? You know, but yeah, so the LGBTQ is just a strange community in this. And I'm talking about the leftists that are part of this divergent sexuality, this sexual revolution that they want everybody to accept. I will be with another man and you will say nothing except I love you and I may be ready to come join you someday. You know, it's whatever. Not me. Mm-mm. So, there's a big issue around it, right? Up in arms over their body parts. And, of course, Donald Trump's latest move to restrict the use of their body parts, at least in the military. The T's of the LGBT. They actually want to fight? I'm not trying to get all stereotypical, but I'm just going to be honest. Most of the trannies and the gay guys I've ever met, they just can't fight. There were a couple of guys, and I'm not saying all gay guys are this way, because there's some tough gay guys, but most of the gay guys that I've met, you do not want them fighting on your team. You just don't. Give me the dudes that are, full of testosterone, heterosexual, boom, and I'll take them over gay guy. I don't care. Pick your gay guy. I'll take my heterosexual guy, and I will trounce you and your gay guy. But anyway, since when did they start wanting to fight? That's what I want to know. Yeah, Donald Trump tweeted the ban on transgender people. This was earlier in the week, and you guys are aware of this at this point. I'm just sort of putting a little bit of icing on the cake here. And he says, you're not going to serve in the military in any capacity. And he consulted with his generals, his military experts. Says the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory, cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical cost, disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you. That sent shockwave reverberations through the entire transgender, the LGBTQ community, blah, 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 whatever. He's a homophobe. He's, right? And they described it as an abrupt, unforeseen policy shift that came after the chiefs of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines requested a six-month delay before instituting a policy that would have allowed transgender people to enlist in the military, which is, of course, Barack Obama. So, What cracks me up about this is the number of people that are involved in this, and I'll get to that in just a second. But you know, under Ash Carter, the military was going to begin accepting transgenders July the 1st of, what, was it this year? It was this year, right? Was it next year? I don't know. It was coming up, or it's already here. And Trump said, no. So the military, here's what they said. They said, we have to study this longer. That's why they requested the delay. And the minute that I see, oh, we've got to study it, I go, okay, that's multi-millions of dollars. We want to study it. Now, as I said, unless I missed something, I thought trannies wanted to do cabarets and you know, gay pride stuff. I don't know, whatever. But I don't know many of them that want to become warriors. If you're making that transition, the gene in you that goes, show me the fight, doesn't really, it's not the overwhelming gene. Don't misunderstand me. There's a few trannies that go, you know what, I'll kick your butt. Okay, I get you. But like I said, the majority of them are not. They're more interested in their color palette. And I'm not trying to be funny about it. I'm just telling you the truth. So what President Trump did is he just saved us millions of dollars. Millions. Because they, you know what they want to study? What is the impact of trannies on the lunch line? What is the impact of trannies in the barracks? What is the impact of having trannies in the trenches? You know, whatever. That's what they wanted. They want to study some sort of nonsense versus just saying we've got a fighting force and that's what they need to be doing. We're going to spend millions of dollars that needs to be going into equipment to protect these young men and women. And they want to talk about LGBT training. Nonsense. And you can bet, folks, this is the same training that they're going to be, oh, well, it's been looked at in the military, so now we got to go look at it in corporate life. And then this is what got me. Because every time these types of things happen, it makes you go, wow, so when did this become a problem? It's like training bathrooms. I'm like, the number of trainees I've seen in my life can be counted on my hands and feet. Well, that's not true, because I've been to a couple of gay pride parades and stuff, and they, you know, they come out in droves. But I'm saying in your normal day-to-day life, maybe if you've seen 10, you have to live in San Francisco. They just are not that prevalent. And so now we're trying to mainstream what effectively is 250 people in the military. There are 250 transsexuals in the military. That's the last count. And we're paying for their freaking surgeries, by the way. Now, if you want the numbers, let me just put it to you this way. There are roughly 1.3 million military personnel. There's an additional 800,000 who are in the reserves. And of those 1.3 active duty and roughly 800,000 reserve military personnel, 250 people are transitioning. And that's what this is all about, this policy. 250 people can no longer serve in the military. They got to go do something else. Well, go do it. This is such a non-problem, folks. I don't even know if you really understand how little that is. That is 0.0001%. That is so few, you wouldn't spend 2 seconds on it in any other thing in your life. But we have to spend time on this nonsense. See, this is why leftism kills you. It is poverty, it is race pimping, poverty pimping, LGBT pimping, you name it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.